And here is the Writer's Almanac for Wednesday. It's the 29th of September, 2010. It's the anniversary of the first dating service that we know of in 1650. That's 360 years ago. Henry Robinson advertised a directory of contact information called an Office of Addresses on Threadneedle Street in London. It was a sort of precursor to the Yellow Pages, even before numbered street addresses. He dealt in real estate, employment opportunities, and also offered a marriage brokerage. You could use his directory to determine who was single and where he or she lived and worked, and he would set people up to go on dates. Dating services have evolved since then. There was video dating in the 80s. You made a videotape of yourself, and people could come into the shop and look at the videos of all the potential dates from the singles video library. Around the same time, phone dating took off using the new voicemail technology. And now Americans spend around $900 million a year on online dating. Some people think that virtual dating is the next big thing. You'd use avatars, electronic images of yourselves, to interact by way of computer. A few years ago, Wired magazine wrote, 20 years from now, the idea of someone looking for love without looking for it online will be silly. Serendipity is the hallmark of inefficient markets, and the marketplace of love, like it or not, is becoming more efficient. And it is what is believed to be the birthday of Miguel Cervantes, born near Madrid, 1547, the author of Don Quixote, written four centuries ago, now considered to be the first modern novel. About a middle-aged landowner, Alonso Quijano, who stays awake at night reading books about chivalry, goes mad, believing the stories are true, decides to become Don Quixote and resurrect chivalry by going on a heroic quest. Sets off on his skinny horse to begin performing heroic and gentlemanly feats, a noble but foolish hero, who gives us the word quixotic. And it's the birthday of Stanley Berenstain, born in Philadelphia, 1923. In 1962, he and his wife Jan created the Berenstain Bears, a series of books, now over 200 of them, and also wrote a series of parenting books, including How to Teach Your Children About God Without Actually Scaring Them Out of Their Wits. Here's a poem for today by Linda Hasselstrom, entitled Clara in the Post Office. I keep telling you I'm not a feminist. I grew up an only child on a ranch, so I drove tractors, learned to ride. When the truck wouldn't start, I went to town for parts. The man behind the counter told me I couldn't rebuild a carburetor. I could, every carburetor on the place. That's necessity, not feminism. I learned to do the books after my husband left me, and the debts, and the children. I shoveled snow and pitched hay when the hired man didn't come to work. I learned how to pull a calf when the vet was too busy. As I thought, the cow did most of it herself. They've been birthing alone for 10,000 years. Does that make them feminists? It's not that I don't like men. I love them when I can, but I've stopped counting on them to change my flats or open my doors. That's not feminism. That's just good sense. A poem by Linda Hasselstrom, Clara in the Post Office, from her collection Roadkill, published by Spoon River Publishing, and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac, supported by the Poetry Foundation, where your mobile device can turn into a virtual poetry library with the Poetry Foundation's poetry app. You can find it online at poetryfoundation.org. And by Reputation Defender, introducing tools designed to monitor, improve, and protect online reputations, and to delete personal data from the websites that sell it. More about controlling reputations and privacy online at reputationdefender.com. Edited by Noah Smith and written by Margaret Bain. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.